Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Ahalas, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Hei. Hoya Baidek, this person was checking every 20 Amos, what he's supposed to. Amma, skip a Amma, skip a Amma. Every second Amma, he digs an Amma by an Amma, like we explained. Then suddenly he says, uh-oh, Hegil Lenachal, he reached a stream. Oyle Shlulis, it's an irrigation, like canal or a ditch. They had a whole system. But there was a canal of water, and out of that came ditches where the water went into different fields. Oyle Derech HaRabim, or he hits a road. A road that was made for the public, and that's within those 20 Amos. So the Mishnah, Mafsik. Mafsik means you can put down the shovel, go back to the base of Midrash. Why? Why doesn't he have to continue checking every 20 Amos? Because people don't bury anyone under a water or under a road. Some explain that in that direction doesn't have to go anymore, but could be has to go 20 Amos in the other direction. Now, whenever he moves a mess, we said he has to take along some of the karka underneath, but there are exceptions to that rule, as the Mishnah explains weiter. Sada shenehergu baharugim, if this is a sada where people were killed and their bones are scattered about, and someone is gathering them together, zakta Mishnah melaket etzem etzem, he can collect each bone. He does not have to take any earth underneath it. The hakol tar, what do we mean hakol tar? It means you don't have to take anything other than the bones. Vaiter, zakta Mishnah hamefana kivroi mitoich sedeyu, someone who is emptying out a caver from his field, melaket etzem etzem, he collects bone by bone without any offer underneath. The hakol tar, he doesn't have to take any more. So what exactly is this case? Mishnah doesn't really tell us what happened over here. So take a look here in the Mishnah Achrayna. So he suggests, and many others as well, we're talking about a case where a caver opened up on its own in the field. The caver like fell apart. And it seems some bones rolled into the field. And he wants to take away those bones. He's not mechuyev to take any earth underneath it, because it was never placed there l'shem kvura. Some say, for whatever reason, he's removing a caver over here. The mess was buried l'chatchila to move it. This was the plan. It doesn't have to take earth from underneath. Vaiter zakta Mishnah bar shematilam l'tachin nefalim ay harugim. Here was a pit, and they put in nefalim. Nefalim is a baby that was born before its time, or people were killed, and they fell over here. It's not considered a caver, even though the bodies may have been placed there, but they were never covered. It doesn't mean this was the right thing to do, but that's what was done. This person's trying to straighten it out. So he's removing the mason over here to bury them. So here too, the din is mulaket etzem etzem. He collects bone by bone. Does not have to take any earth from underneath it. V'hakol tar, meaning to say doesn't have to take any more. At that point, the area is considered tar. Reb Shimon says, im eskina lekever metchila. If when they dug this, they dug it as a caver. Afterwards, they put in the nafal of the person that was killed, even though they didn't cover him, yesh leitfusa. Because lechetchila was dug as a caver, then if the mess is removed, you do have to take the earth from underneath. So here's a shtickel shaila, what Rav Shimon means. According to the Tanakhama, this person is coming and he says, what a terrible bazillion. People that were killed, the nafal was just thrown into a bar. He's doing the right thing. He's removing them for a proper kvura, and does not have to take out the earth from underneath. So some say, Reb Shimon says, taka, it's the right thing to do. But you should know, if l'chatchila, this bar was made for a cavern, the right now they're not covered, and there may be a reason to move that, but you have to take out the ground underneath. Some say, Reb Shimon is saying more than that. Reb Shimon is saying, no, if this bar was made for a cavern, so what reason do you have to move that? So cover it. Cover it should be der cheretz dig. But if l'chatchila there's a kever, you're not allowed to move them. That's their makam menucha. It says that different things, the neshama is shown. So they state in the medrash. Before the neshama is born, the neshama is shown all the things about the neshama's life. Here's your house. Here's your family. Ad zivula basra. Till the last shovel of earth. It was b'shet for them to be there. That's where the guf is until Tchiyas HaMeisim and Neshama goes to Ganit. The only thing that is not shown is whether the person is a tzaddik or a rasha. That's up to the person. even though wherever the guf winds up, that's chelik of the hashgacha, but mitzat halacha. Some say, Rav Shimon is saying, if this was l'chatchil, a dog is a kafir, don't move that. Then just cover it up. Make sure things are done properly. Be mesavdu, it should be b'derech hakavod, but leave things the way they are.